This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Stu Peters, great syndicated talk show host who hosts Fridays with us. He's taking over here in just a few minutes. But I didn't plug last hour. I need to do it right now or we won't be here. I got the Democratic Party breathing down my neck. I got them coming after us, and I got a lot of plans to stay on air as long as God keeps this big red heart pumping. But I need funding. So we got products you need at great prices that will make your life better, and it funds our operations. So, listeners, on this Friday, August 27th, 2021, do not wait. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We have hundreds of amazing Made in America t-shirts like Save the Frog t-shirts and Don't Tread on Me t-shirts and Mass Murderers Agree Gun Control Works t-shirts and Arrest Fauci t-shirts and The Media is the Virus t-shirts and Women's Molon Labe shirts and Join or Die Designer shirt. That's an amazing shirt. They're all there. The classic, the answer to 1984, 1776. We got the camo shirts. We got them all. And that funds this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. And while you're at it, get things that boost your immune system, like Vitamin Mineral Fusion, with all the vitamins, all the minerals, and a bunch of amino acids. Back in stock, 33% off. Living Defense Plus that flushes out all the parasites, unwanted visitors, 40% off. You've heard the rave reviews. Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill. You're going to find 40% off. So good for your heart, your liver, your brain, your cardiovascular, VasoBeat, same thing. Creates nitrous oxide in the body, one of the strongest beet concentrates out there. It's 50% off. We have the hair and beard support for men. It's really hair and nails for women. It's really a high-quality, high-end multivitamin mineral system. That's 50% off as well, and that's what makes the broadcast possible. So I love you, listeners, but I hope you realize how historic the moment is we're in. Because I could have spent the whole show with images of Afghans falling off airplanes and suicide bombers and blood everywhere. And that's an important story. I'm going to come in tomorrow and tape a whole show, probably 4 hours long, and 2 hours of it. I intend to be all about that and the drug dealing and why the globalists did it and all of it. And some other special guests. That'll probably air about 5 o'clock tomorrow because today's live, but I'm going to start taping at noon tomorrow. So look for that. But that's not a side issue. It's important. But the biological war on us and these poison inoculations and all these governments ordering 5, 6, 7 years of inoculations out, admitting it's not going to work and admitting it's all a trap to take control of our bodies. That's the big issue. That's giant. That's historic. That's huge. And that's why we're on air at this historic point right now. Look at these headlines. Endless shots. Canada just ordered 7 doses of COVID vaccines for every man, woman, and child. It's not stopping. It's just ramping up. And, of course, the Israeli study, 13 times better to have natural immunity. But they don't care because they have the Surgeon General up there in his admiral outfit telling you that you must submit to this system. And, of course, we had Ashley Babbitt's husband on, who had to sit there and watch her killer on TV last night say, I'd do it again, and I'm a hero, and I saved countless lives from an unarmed woman. You're like, why are they doing this? Because they're getting you used to being enslaved. They're trying to break your will. Don't let them break your will, just like our last guest just said. This is a historic time to be alive, like Dr. Reagan said. And so we should be blessed to be alive right now. This is an incredible time to be here defending the Republic against real enemies who don't even have a military or police. They've just got propaganda and lies. And if you wake up to their lies and their propaganda, they can and will be defeated. But it is a spiritual war. It is psychological war. All right. Stu Peters of StuPeters.tv. is taking over. And then Owen Schroyer, if he's not in federal court, will be back in 55 minutes from now. He's in federal court right now. Owen Schroyer today, 3 p.m., the War Room.
Humanity is the main stakeholder on this planet. But the big corporations for 100 years have told us that humans are bad and evil and a pestilence on the earth so that we begin to believe we're bad and we'll turn off our life force and let the eugenics-based globalists take control of the planet. If you go to Klaus Schwab, the head of the Davos Group's own Wikipedia page, he brags on there about how they're capturing democracy and taking over governments worldwide to set up a corporate dictatorship under the UN. They admit all of this. They plan the lockdowns. They release the viruses. They think you're stupid. And their plan is to slowly cut off the resources so they can dictate total social control over you and your lives. That's how I was able to predict everything they did decades before they executed it, word for word, with total precision, because they have a detailed battle plan. We cover it live weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at InfoWars.com/show. Tell everybody to tune in now and warn the world.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Talked about absolutely 100% dead on, as he always is. I mean, the tinfoil hat of Alex Jones should be traded in immediately for an Excellence in Truthful Broadcasting Award, as the predictions that have been made on this platform for years are now coming to fruition. And it is historically a great time to be alive. I don't want to be a fatalist here, but it would appear that we are losing some of our law enforcement. We are losing the military. I mean, look at Milley. This guy ought to just dye his hair pink, become the purple-headed crackpot, and join Antifa himself. And as far as the police are concerned, we're going to talk about an arrest that was made in Florida in a little while. But I just got confirmation from a very reliable source of mine. I mean, this text is coming in right now. Got confirmation from local health departments. They were briefed on the shielding approach by the Ohio Department of Health, which is given by the CDC. A parental revolution is starting. However, when speaking to the schools, they admitted that they do see this coming. 547 kids in one school are quarantined. Parents are sending their kids to school not caring. The school stated they will use the police to force to take the kids back home. When asking about vaccination coming for the kids, they said they would be, in fact, making it mandatory once allowed by the FDA. And parents who remove their kids will be met with truant officers. If parents do not quarantine their children, the CDC will enact the shielding approach. It's coming. The tyranny that we are being conditioned for, the slavery that we are being conditioned for, with police being mobilized against law-abiding citizens in countries all over the globe. We oftentimes reference places like Australia. We talk about the UK. We look at Canada. These are testing grounds for what these globalist oligarchs are going to implement here in the United States. The only thing stopping them is our Second Amendment, which is why the Second Amendment is under attack. And I have to caution you, when you are watching young and healthy military-aged Afghanis pour into this country completely unchecked, we are being set up for Timothy McVeigh-type events to take place all over this country. We are setting up for the opportunity with an open border at our south. And we know that it's not just Mexicans coming in here. We know that it's just not Latinos from South America coming in here. What we know is that this thing is open to people coming from places like Pakistan, people coming from places like Afghanistan. Radicalized jihadists are coming into this country ad nauseum. And it would be realistic and reasonable to suspect that there are dirty bombs, rocket launchers, RPGs, and all kinds of weaponry already cached here in the United States. And there are cells strategically placed all over this country ready to rise up and implement these attacks to then give the power to this Biden administration, which many believe to be completely illegitimate, that was prepared on day one with an historically unprecedented amount of executive action and orders, ready to reverse the efforts and initiative of President Donald J. Trump. And as a result, we are watching the most rapid totalitarian power grab the world has ever seen. But you don't have to go all the way down under and look at the tyranny happening in Australia. Right to our north in Canada, it's happening. Chris Skye joins us now. He has been arrested 2 times in the last 2 days. 2 times in the last 2 days for thought crimes. And he's with us. Chris, tell us what's going on.
Hey, guys, how are you? Happy to be here. So, yeah, you're not lying. I did get arrested twice in the last 2 days. I'm actually currently now on 6 separate bails, all with their own types of conditions. Things like not being able to drive, not being able to fly, not being able to speak at certain places, having to have a bail surety, not being able to possess any weapons. They've confiscated all my legally owned firearms. And if anybody remembers, back in May, I was the first person in the history of Canada to get charged with a preemptive warrant for something they said I was going to do, which was speak at an event. So they got a warrant in advance to try and arrest me. And when I didn't show up to the event, I wasn't sure or not if the warrant had been rescinded. So I was coming back through the same area just a couple days ago, which was Winnipeg, Manitoba, on my way to Ontario. So I had my lawyer call on August 23rd and verify with multiple police officers and multiple police departments that I had no warrants for my arrest anywhere in the country, especially in Manitoba. That night, they decided to do a flash rally the very next morning because I was in town, and we had a few hundred people show up on a dime. And then, sure enough, somehow, they came and arrested me and said I had a warrant. And we identified the fact that the warrant just appeared on the computer literally at the exact moment I was speaking, and they backdated it to a few months ago, yet it wasn't on the computer just the day before. So we're witnessing real-time tyranny, communist-style corruption, where they literally can just manufacture a fake warrant, backdate it to whenever they want, so they can illegally arrest somebody. And when they did arrest me, and I told them I knew exactly what they were doing, and I had made preparations, like warrant, get documentation in advance, they literally treated me like a political prisoner, basically torturing me. They took off my shoes and socks. They tried to force me to wear a mask, which I wouldn't do, so they put a Hannibal Lecter-style spit hood on me, and they just gave me really poor treatment compared to everybody else there. They had to let me go because, obviously, everything is fraudulent, and they're going to be answering for it in a number of ways. And then less than 12 hours later, I was driving home with my wife and Z, the gentleman who bailed me out, and we pulled over so Z could pray. And when he was praying, some cops showed up, about four cop cars, eight cops, and they arrested me because somebody said I pushed my wife. And they've already taken virtually every one of my rights and freedoms away. The only thing I still have is my friends and family. And they tried to force me to sign a Form 10 release form that said I wouldn't be able to communicate or live with my wife. And when I wouldn't sign that, they kept me overnight in jail and I had to wait for another bail hearing in the morning just so I could get out of jail. Now with new charges of assault on my wife, when my wife vehemently denied this, the cameras at the gas station vehemently denied this, but because some random person called the police with some hearsay, that was enough to arrest me. So that's what's going on in Canada, and why? It's because I've been predicting exactly what's going to happen for the last 2 years, and now it's gotten to the point where the vax pass is the thing that's going to unite the country together against the government. Whether vaccinated or not, people do not like the vax pass. So when I go around telling people this is what's going to happen in the next few months, especially the vaccinated, because they're the ones that believe getting vaxxed would get them out of this. In reality, this is Canada's future, and the U.S. isn't far behind. Justin Trudeau wins the election in September. Justin Trudeau locks us down. The vaccinated start getting sick. They blame it on a new variant. They blame the new variant on the unvaccinated. They use that as an excuse to implement the vaccine passport on all of us. That's our future. We're not going to be able to change that in the short term. But if you warn everybody about that, when it actually happens, you're going to bring more people, vaccinated and non-vaccinated, on the side of the fence of freedom against the vax pass. And if people think that it's a fruitless opposition, we already have created groups in British Columbia for businesses against the vaccine passport. And there's almost 80,000 businesses already within a week that signed into that group saying that they will not enforce the vaccine passport. So, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be clear. The vaccine passport is their big push to implement tyranny. If we allow it to stand, that's our rights and freedoms that people fought and died for, gone for good, and now government-granted privileges. That's why they're not satisfied with 75% of the population. In Ontario, Canada, where I'm from, they just released new guidelines. They want 100% of the adults vaccinated and 90% of all Canadians vaccinated, which means they're going to start vaccinating children under 12 to meet these so-called thresholds for herd immunity that they're literally making up.
And if you don't think that they're coming for you and for your kids, you're absolutely wrong. We've seen these tyrannical school boards as they have this presumed power that came from only God knows where. But these pseudo aristocrats that rule over you and your children. And then as the elitist oligarchs that they are, complete hypocrisy, go and do something completely different. But the fact that you were arrested in the middle of nowhere, just minutes after a so-called passerby happened to witness you allegedly pushing or hitting your wife, and the cops just happened to be staged in the area, not one of them, not two of them, but 10 of them, and then treated you like a political prisoner is reminiscent of everything that happened on the 6th of January here. And it's exactly what's going to happen in the times to come. Chris Skye, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it. More on the Alex Jones Show as we continue here momentarily. And I got to tell you, there is a story coming out of Minnesota right now. A school board member just demonstrating this Pelosi-type hypocrisy. We're going to get to that coming up next. Don't go anywhere. My name is Stu Peter.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The most rapid totalitarian power grab the world has ever seen. I'm going to continue referring to that because we have been lulled to sleep and complacent over several decades. We've never had a fair media, and now it's new media people that were formerly conspiracy theorists, radical right-wing extremists, that are the only ones left bringing you honest news. As a result of that, Owen Schroyer's in federal court right now. Hopefully he'll be here in time to bring the war room next hour. Alex Jones has been vindicated after being trashed by every mainstream media outlet really accessible or known to man, and we think to ourselves, well, boy, this media is really corrupt, and they've really gone after Trump. We have never had a fair media. And when the media continues to be the machine to prop up the conservative, ink, you know, mainstream politicians, you know who they are, out here fundraising, talking about issues, rather than coming up with problem solutions, which they never want to do because it ends and cuts off their funding. And the Great Awakening is also responsible for a great deal of pain. It is causing serious problems in people's homes, at the dinner tables, in marriages, relationships. People are not talking to their own brothers and sisters anymore. I was in front of a group of roughly 200 nurses at a church last night in Rochester, Minnesota, not far from the Mayo Clinic, and that's where these people work. And the amount of anxiety and stress that these healthcare workers are dealing with for so many reasons. They're dealing with the fact that they know, they're awake, a certain group of them, to exactly what it is that's going on, but yet they're being asked to implement treatment like remdesivir and ventilators when they know that it should be quercetin or zinc, heavy loads of vitamin D and C, ivermectin, and so on. It could save these lives of these people. The military is openly recruiting internment specialists. The CDC is publishing about green zones. I would encourage you to go look right at the CDC's website. We can't be here to do all of this on our own. You don't have to take our word for it. We can guide you, but you have to see it for yourself and then encourage your neighbors, your church congregation, everybody around you to wake up and see it for themselves so that they can truly understand what we are looking at as we look around the world. We've talked to people in Australia. We've talked to people in Canada like Chris Sky, but it's happening here in the United States as people are being conditioned and now they're targeting your kids. Breaking today, for example, at nationalfile.com, a Minnesota school board member called Jennifer Kaiser Tift voted to force children to wear oxygen inhibiting masks of psychological destruction. And then the very next day was caught unmasked at a concert with nearly 10,000 people in attendance. The author of that article from National File is Andrew White. He joins us now. He's a young patriot with the heart of a lion. You've been pummeling this false narrative and all of this propaganda with bombshell reports at National File, and you're right outside of the D.C. swamp. You're based there exposing this tyranny right from the belly of the beast. What is going on with people like this Tift? What exactly happened here?
Well, glad to be back, Stu. It's been a while since we last spoke. But, yeah, so this woman, Jennifer Tift, she went on this entire tirade during this special school board meeting on August 23rd and pathetically, disgracefully, hypocritically went to this concert in Red Rock, Colorado. The guy she went to go see with her family or friends or whoever it was, was Nathaniel Ratliff in the Night Sweat store, the Red Rocks Amphitheater in Colorado. So in this report by Westward, they said the venue was packed. And in the photos that I got of her, she is standing around, no mask on, no slave mask on, her freedom. She can wear, you know, no slave mask for her, around thousands and thousands of people, disgusting stuff. Listening to that excruciatingly insane stuff they're saying on this school board meeting, it blows my mind, the hubris of these people. They really think that they are overlords. Disgusting.
And I was watching the video of this meeting on YouTube, and I was hearing her say things like, we have to realize that we have to be able to sacrifice our freedom for the safety of our community, for the safety of our children. And she appeared to be just oh so frightened and oh so scared of this virus, the world-ending plague, while she made this seemingly incredibly difficult decision that she had to weigh about and she really had to think about so hard, and then ultimately rules that, yep, we feel that for the safety of the community and for our kids, we just have to forego certain freedoms. We have to lock down. We have to stay responsible. And then in turn, your children, despite the science, despite their proven ineffectiveness, despite the overwhelming long-term psychological damage that this thing is doing to kids, we've all seen the viral picture of the kids walking like zombies down the hallway as they wear a mask and they social distance. She votes for this. And saying all those things then in turn goes and sits with tens of thousands of people. Hypocrisy all day long. We see it with Nancy Pelosi as she's waited on by her masked up brown faced servants. And she sits unmasked with the rest of her crowd. We see Barack Obama's birthday bash with thousands of people. And now this Jennifer Kaiser Tift in Minnesota. So other than the blatant hypocrisy, in about a minute and a half, what do you think it is that we are really looking at here? What is the root cause of all of this hypocrisy?
Well, really, they've deified the ruling class. Despite all their flaws, which we all know about, despite all the evil that they perpetuate, this kind of tendency for control emanated by our ruling elite, the globalists in power, is now kind of being replicated on a smaller scale at the local level. And it's becoming a real problem. And, you know, I just want to make a point that she thinks that she can get away with this. She thinks that no one's going to see, no one's going to notice that you can just do this to children with all the damages that it's doing. And you just have this impunity like Nancy Pelosi does, like Barack Obama does. You think you can do this? No, you're going to get exposed. You're going to get called out and you're going to be removed.
And I think that it is on the shoulders of the parents in communities like this, that after something like this is exposed, that something gets done with it. For far too long, we have been complacent, and it's past time that Americans actually demand the removal of somebody like this. I would suspect, and real quickly, I'll just get your opinion on this. You've written stories like this in the past. I would suspect that you would think that somebody like Jennifer Kaiser Tift would be more than likely resigning at this point. The whole board should probably resign. Your thoughts?
I think she absolutely should resign in disgrace because what she did was disgusting. And it's so evident. It's so evident, the hypocrisy on a whole nother level. These people are living in an entirely different world. I swear to God, it's like something has literally come within the hearts and minds of these people where they think this kind of stuff is going to be permitted. But as we've noted, it's not. It's not. And we're not going to take it.
Andrew White, thank you so much for being here. You're doing a great job over at National File. Good job exposing this. Look at all those people. Look at all of those people. We were looking at her social media. We see all the LGBTQ postings, all of her encouragement to associate with minorities. I see a lot of white faces there, too, with her largely white group of friends and her husband there really enjoying their white privilege while they tell everybody else to do exactly the opposite. Strap up. Become enslaved. Get used to it. Put your kid in this muzzle. Don't argue it. It doesn't matter what you say. Peer-reviewed journals do not matter. Stats do not matter. Data doesn't matter. The opinions of experts does not matter. The findings on doctors in Waterloo at Waterloo University and the experts there, those studies, none of that matters. Put this mask on. Go get injected. Sit down. Shut up. Obey while I go live like this. Andrew White, National File, thank you so much for being here. More of the Alex Jones Show continues with me, Stu Peters, right now.
The purpose of fear is to call us into action, and there is plenty to be afraid of today. Half the population has lined up for an untested, deadly, and debilitating experimental injection because they were told to be afraid of an invisible asymptomatic disease. The perpetrators of all this have clearly stated their goal of having 80% of the population hooked up to an artificial intelligence hive mind in less than 9 years. For those of us who have awoken from the spell, we know this is all really happening, and it's unbelievably unsettling to see. But there is only two things to do. We continue sounding the alarm because it's a numbers game. If enough people awaken from the cult spell, then we win. But even when we win, and we eventually will, the days of convenience are soon coming to an end. And so we must prepare. Get up to a year's worth of storable foods, water filtration, survival gear, seeds, shortwave radios, and life-saving knowledge at InfoWarsStore.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
TV, the first headline that you will note is Senior Trump HHS COVID Advisor Drops Bombs, Task Force Misled POTUS, No Pandemic. What that is that is Dr. Paul E. Alexander, and he joined me earlier today to discuss whether or not the Coronavirus Task Force, meaning Vice President Mike Pence, Tony Fauci, Dr. Birx, you remember all these people that were on television. This thing was over in China. And if you remember, back then, for any of you that were still tuning into Fox News, just holding on to any belief at all, just a shred of belief whatsoever that these people were still for you before they just went out and out propaganda communist tyrants, criminally complicit media, sold out to the deep state cabal and to the CCP. They are the propaganda arm of Xi Jinping and his deep state there. Now, we know that. But you remember, if you were still watching then, that we saw this thing being so-called isolated there, and that they were battling it in China. What you don't know, or maybe you do, is that tens of millions of people out of the billions in population in China, they're dead. They're dead. And the reason why this murder for money complicity is happening here with these doctors, we're going to get to that in just a moment. But there's all sorts of confusing rhetoric happening where Trump's base is very concerned about his speak around these so-called vaccines, these shots being falsely referred to as vaccines, and this incessant push like we've never seen, despite the fact that over four times the amount of people that died on 9/11, that anniversary coming up shortly, and we will never forget that day, over four times the amount of people have died, and that is only according to one CDC monitored website called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. We know that only 1% of the real data actually appears there due to a Harvard study. We know now that there are 11 other systems that track vaccine injuries and deaths that we can't look at. Why? Why can't we look at them? Because we know, and we can speculate that the amount of injury and death as a result, even if you only look at the 13,000, this is the most deadly incident on U.S. soil. More than the 1900 Galveston cyclone, the hurricane that killed anywhere between 5 and 12,000 people. More than who perished on 9/11. More people than died in the Titanic. More people than died in the attack on Pearl Harbor. These are events that will eternally be written about in history books. And here we are with a vaccine rollout of, what, 5 months now this thing has been out? And now supposedly approved by the FDA, but there is a sleight of hand here, which is why we're going to talk to Dr. Jane Ruby. Now, Dr. Jane, you have appeared on the Stu Peters Show multiple times as we have tried to make sense of this FDA approval. Karen Kingston is a former Pfizer employee. She's a pharmaceutical marketing person, a biotech analyst. Dr. Malone is the so-called inventor of the mRNA technology that is used in these shots. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, a very brave doctor that is outspoken and has been targeted as labeled as one of the disinformation dozen. And then you have a slew of other people that are very brave. Dr. Carrie Madej, Dr. Zev Zelenko, a lot of these people who are just brilliant minds, yourself included, are coming forward. But everybody has kind of a different opinion regarding the way this approval letter is written. Some of you are saying no, unequivocally, it is not approved. Some of you are saying, yes, absolutely, this is approved. And then some of you are saying, well, part of it is approved and part of it is not. On this, what is your take? Is this thing FDA approved or not? And if so, yes, what does it mean?
Well, Stu, it's a little bit of both, and that's why the confusion ensues across the board and why people are wondering why can so many different highly educated people that are normally in sync with each other sound like they're not. And let me sort of tease this out a little bit for the audience. You have to remember that Pfizer is in a business relationship with the German company BioNTech. They share the marketing authorization, in other words, the sales rights and things like that. What we saw, there definitely was an approval, let's put it that way, of the drug called Comirnaty. And actually, that's not a new name. That name has been sort of floating around if you really look in and out in the weaving of the materials and the press releases over the last few months. So there is an approval, and I'll tell you how I know. There's a document called the package insert. You can download it from Pfizer's website. It is that document I've explained many times on various shows, including yours. Like when you get the aspirin bottle from home from the drugstore, you open the box and you toss out that little piece of paper that's wrapped around your aspirin. That's called the package insert. That is a legal document that's been hammered out between the pharmaceutical company, whether it's a prescription drug or an over-the-counter, and the FDA. Every dot, every number, every letter in there is part of a contract. And it is meant to disclose all the possible risks, benefits, results from trials that led to the approval of whatever the entity is. And that's how we know we have an approval for Comirnaty. Now, what the the Pfizer website goes on to say, and I want to quote because this is very important. In their news release, you can look at their tabs. There's press, investors, news release. It says here, the FDA approved Comirnaty, okay? And in the parentheses, they're very clever, Stu, because they put both names. They admit there are two formulations, and here's what they say. Quote, they have the same formulation and can be used interchangeably to provide COVID-19 vaccination series. But in the parentheses, they call it, they mash it up together, and actually in the title, they mash it up together, and they call it the Comirnaty Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccination. Look, we've got one formulation. It's being divided into two titles or two names. The Comirnaty was approved by the FDA for 16 years of age and above. The reason they extended the emergency use authorization was because that was for 12 to 15 year olds, because that age group of 12 to 15 did not get captured in the FDA approval of Comirnaty. Now, there have been questions to me, Dr. Jane, you know, they say Comirnaty is not available yet. It's all the same formulation. They tell you that directly. So this is really, I believe, a red herring. And it leads to what I have deemed as an illegal approval, and as well as, I believe, the emergency use authorizations from day one, including this one they just extended, is illegal. And that is the premise upon which I am working with America's Frontline Doctors Attorneys Group, one particular group that is focused on getting an injunction against the DOD as a start. But the legal premises are based on the fact that when you look at the package insert, and I challenge anyone, I encourage you, get a package insert. There, you can get it from any company's website for any approved drug, for your favorite diabetes drug, maybe for your favorite your blood pressure medication. Download the package insert, look at the categories, and compare what is missing in the Pfizer Comirnaty package insert. It's almost laughable, Stu. And the absence of that information, the absence of disclosure, to me, and according to this legal group, is a strong argument for rendering these approvals and EUAs as illegal. Now, where we're going to go, where they're going to go, is currently under strategic discussion in terms of getting this heard and to get the injunction. But I want to encourage everyone in the military right now to have some hope, buy some time, do whatever you need to do legally to get the time, and just wait, because within hopefully a few weeks, I can't really give you a specific time. It depends on, you know, how the courts react. But I can tell you that we are working on this day, literally day and night, and it is within days, several days, that this material will be filed. And it looks to me like there's so much missing, and there have been so many deviations from the FDA's own laws and regulations that this has to be deemed an illegal approval. And I think the whole thing might get shut down, at least on an injunction basis.
If the Supreme Court were with us and had they looked into election fraud from 2020, which is now blatant, Seth Kessel has proved it, Mike Lindell has done a great job. I mean, so many different people, the numbers just don't lie. Wendy Rogers, the people in Arizona coming up. We know that the thing was stolen by the 38 circles that were on the ground versus 55,000 people at President Trump. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist. We're all awake to that. And then combined with what Paul E. Alexander said about the misleading of the president by the Corona Task Force is something that I want to talk to you about. As a doctor, as a pharmaceutical researcher, and somebody who has experience in this, if you'll stick around with me, but this military thing needs to be touched on as well. When we return on the Alex Jones Show, I'm Stu Peters.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Yeah, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Alexander, the former senior advisor to the HHS under President Trump, joined me earlier, pretty hard-hitting interview. And I flat out asked him, look, did the coronavirus task force mislead President Trump? Remember now that that task force was led by none other than Mike Pence, the traitor. Okay? And yes, the answer is unequivocally the task force did mislead President Trump. Now, at first, he agrees that a lockdown or a temporary shutdown, the ban of travel, things like that, were required. Nobody really knew what exactly it was that we were dealing with. And as I alluded to earlier, when you were watching whatever your trusted so-called news outlet is, you were watching as this thing started to bubble from China, and then it went, you know, to different areas, and then it came here, and I went, whoa, 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 amongst so did so many other people who are awake to this, so this is going to be politicized, this is coming at the perfect time, they're going to shut everybody down, they're going to promote mail-in ballots, we predicted this bioweapon would be used in the theft of the election, and it was. But Trump was begging these people to open up the economy, to open the country back up. And what was doing it was people like Dr. Paul Alexander were going to the government, to the White House, and saying, look, we have an unprecedented amount of kids committing suicide. We are losing so many people to death who are shutting down their businesses. We can't sustain a country that is shut down like this. And so the tension began between that task force and President Trump. And literally, Dr. Paul Alexander said when he was there at the pulpit in those briefings every day, as no other president historically has done so many briefings as President Trump, and he was standing there trying to update the country, these people were standing behind him, as we know now, stabbing him right in the back. And these people were weaponized, and Trump was dealing with not only battling his own HHS, his own coronavirus task force, his own deep state right here in the United States, but was also battling, you know, the CDC and the FDA, as well as China and all of Tony Fauci's influence, financial backers, Bill Gates, George Soros, all of these, you know, the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab. I mean, dealing, he was up against a cabal that is unfathomable, unimaginable. And so we started talking about then the rhetoric about the pandemic itself. Does this thing exist? And he said, no. No, it doesn't. And let me tell you why. And he told us why. I mean, really an amazing interview. It's not too long. It's like 15 minutes. Check it out. And I hope to bring him here to InfoWars, because this guy, these are the people that need to join the parade of brave doctors like the Tenpennies, like the Dr. Simone Golds, like the Carrie Madays, and of course joining us now is Dr. Jane Ruby, another one that has just done a fantastic job. I can't tell you how much I appreciate how responsible you are with your finding and your reporting. And it's unpopular, especially to people like Lead Stories and USA Today. You're fact-checked all the time. You were the first to break the findings of the Spanish researchers La Quinta Columna on the graphene oxide deal. It's now pretty much widely known. Karen Kingston said, in looking at the patent, am I convinced that graphene oxide is in this? I'm equally as convinced of that as I'm convinced that gravity exists on Earth. So I want to talk to you about this. I asked Dr. Alexander about the vaccine, specifically the rhetoric of the president. And he had his own, you know, kind of hypothesis on that. His basic thesis was the president, President Trump specifically, needs to come forward now and say, these vaccines are not needed. Please do not give them to kids. And that would be all that he would need to say. He wouldn't really need to say much anything else other than that. But in your findings and in the studies, because I know that you have your finger on the pulse of the global community, and Israel is quite the testing ground for what we're going to see here, is that population is almost fully inoculated, but yet they seem to be seeing some of the most COVID-infected patients, and that the vast majority of the people that are hospitalized there with COVID, or so-called breakout cases, are actually considered to be, quote, fully vaccinated. Is this antibody-dependent enhancement, and what are we going to see here as the fall comes? Are we going to have a really dark winter?
Well, only if we allow the propagandists and the Biden regime to talk people into it, to use fear once again, like they did last year. Look, in the very beginning, none of us really knew what this was, even those of us who are medically trained. So we had to be cautious. We had, and I'm sure President Trump did as well. And I'm going to tell you, Stu, I worked in the Office of Presidential Correspondence in the White House from 2017 through 2018. And I can tell you directly, from my own experience, that there are saboteurs. There were people keeping things from the president. There were people who told me stories I couldn't believe. In fact, I published two articles back in 2017 to tell that people who were applying through, you know, President Trump's website were being throttled, and that people who did get into the agencies started calling me after that first article to say, "Hey, our bosses, our managers are Obama holdovers, and they're firing the Trump appointees left and right." So there was so much going on, and also President Trump got, you know, pulled in by, you know, Reince Priebus and the Rhino cabal to trust them initially to set up parts of the government. So I watched firsthand. I would love to see President Trump come out, because we're at the precipice now, and we need him to come out and really get the real story and acknowledge it. But I can clearly understand how he, you know, stop, start, and appears to be going along with it without really being a part of it, because the power of the sabotage was absolutely just immeasurable. It was overwhelming, and I was just watching it from the sidelines.
Well, and that continues right now as what is the crumbling remains of that Trump administration are still hanging on. I call them dingleberries. People like Jared Kushner, and then you have the Conservative Inc. people just holding on to that. The only thing that they really want to conserve is their access to that Trump fundraising machine. But as long as these pseudo liberal people are around him, you know, that's exactly what's going to happen, is that he's going to be, these gatekeepers are going to protect him from the information. But that aside, and I don't believe that President Trump is part of any cabal or that President Trump wishes ill on anybody. I believe that President Trump loves our flag, loves God, loves America, yeah. And he would never do anything that would intentionally kill, maim, incapacitate, harm, handicap anybody, specifically kids. I believe Barron is vaccine injured. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I have heard those things. So, but I'm sure that he's very aware of Big Pharma, the dangers associated with Big Pharma. And when somebody recently, just within the last 2 weeks, was with President Trump inside of Mar-a-Lago, the report that I got was, are you going to take down, or why didn't you take down Big Pharma, or what's it going to take to bring them down? And he winked and said, that's a second term task. And so with that being said, the Trump part of it, I'm kind of putting aside and coming to my own conclusions about what he did and the tyrannical, you know, overtaking that he was confronted with. But in about a minute and a half here, what do you expect this upcoming fall and in the winter specifically? Because we're seeing respiratory, you know, transmission, RSV in kids, all kinds of really interesting breakouts happening that normally don't happen in the middle of the summer. Is this a result of these jabbed inoculated people?
I think we're going to see a combination of things, Sue, and you've really hit on a lot of it. The antibody-dependent enhancement, which is kind of an over-priming of the immunity from people who have taken the injections, you're going to see an overreaction from those people when they're exposed again. This is what we believe based on what happened in the animal studies for SARS-CoV-1. When the animals were re-challenged in the natural environment, they reacted even in a more intense way, more robust way, and they got sicker. What I also think is going to happen is that, you know, a lot of viruses are under the coronavirus umbrella. So many of the people who have the natural disease will demonstrate and be protected by that natural immunity. Why do I say that? Because the variants or the additions, or they're all sort of familial, and your body's surveillance system will recognize them as such. With that said, Stu, I want to give you one caveat. My caveat is we don't know what we don't know. And we don't know if they are releasing a modified version of what was out last year. Either it was out last year and they co-opted something naturally, or they gain of functioned it by ginning it up, or if they released something that they gain of functioned in Wuhan, China. But whatever it is.
We don't know what we don't know, but I want a prediction out of you, because I've got 30 seconds left here. Are the hospitals going to be overwhelmed with people dying because of this injection?
I do believe there'll be a large number of people but Sue, it's going to be very tricky, because it's not going to readily look like it's connected to the injections, and that's my concern. We have to be very vigilant. You know, these injuries are across a number of different body systems, and most people are going to say, oh, it has nothing to do with the shot.
Yeah, and we saw that coming, because this thing attacks so many different organs. You know, you have the myocarditis, you have the kidney stuff, you have stroke, blood pressure, all kinds of different things. Dr. Jean Ruby, thank you so much for joining us today. You're a wealth of information. We really appreciate it. Owen Schroyer is up next on The War Room right here on InfoWars. My name is Stu Peters. Love being here on Fridays in the fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Come and find me at stupeters.tv. We'll see you next week.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.